Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I want to talk about getting your business ready for mobile prime time. You know, somewhere in America right now, folks, there's a small business owner who just experienced an anxiety attack. It included that he broke out in a cold sweat, projectile sweat, just because he had discovered two things. He discovered that half of the prospects and customers in his market couldn't find his business. He also discovered that half of the calls his prospects and customers want to make to his business on the phone never get through. That's pretty scary, isn't it? Glad that's not your nightmare, right? Well, hold on to that thought as we contemplate the following information. Currently, there's about 100 million Americans who own smartphones. And that number is growing, as the people in the radio industry call it. That number, that stat has a bullet. It's going straight up, exponentially, growing exponentially. 100 million smartphones in America. That's about half of the U.S. population who are likely to own a smartphone sometime in the near future. Now, here's how I came up with that half. Here's the math. 30 million Americans, right? That's what we got. If you back out the children and folks like my 88-year-old mother who aren't likely to buy a smartphone, that gets you down to about 200 million Americans who are real prospects for a smartphone, of which half already own a smartphone. So think about that. So that's 100 million Americans with smartphones. What are they doing on these tiny screens of these magic wands? What are they doing besides texting and calling and sending emails? What are they doing? Well, here's what they're doing. They're shopping online with these things. These are just a few of the things that they're doing. They're shopping online, and that means they're making decisions about what they want and who they want to buy it from. You've heard me talk about this before. People are ruling you in or out on their smartphones before you even know they exist. They're also navigating to businesses, the ones that they chose while they were shopping, or the ones previously unknown to them that pops up on their local search. I think I mentioned this not long ago. I was in Boston. I was looking for a restaurant. I'd been given bad directions. I pulled up my smartphone, and a couple of clicks, I had directions to the smartphone because that restaurant was ready for me in my smartphone. And the other thing that they're doing, they're buying stuff on these smartphones. They're using PayPal. They're using credit cards. There are perhaps, if they already have an established account with the company, they're using an internal charge. Maybe they're just going to be billed. They're sending it COD. But regardless, they're buying stuff with their smartphones. Maybe before you even know they exist. Maybe in the middle of the night while you're sleeping. But the question is, are they buying from somebody while they're sleeping, somebody else while you're sleeping? Or are they buying from you while you're sleeping? But in order for these people, these smartphone owners, to do all these things in such a way that makes it very easy for them, your business has to be mobile ready. That means having all of your business information and resources, making all of them that compatible with the smartphone form factor. That's that screen, that little screen, and the capability, including the technology. And you got to make it ready in these two ways. You got to have all of your online information optimized for mobile search, especially local. That's what happened. I just described that when I talked about the restaurants. They were ready for me. They knew I might be walking down the street. I might be looking for them. I might punch something in. So they had their site ready. It popped up quickly in the search, and especially local search. If you are a company that relies on, if you're a business that relies on, especially retail, you've got to be optimized and mobile optimized for local search. And the other thing, you've got to have a mobile website option available to smartphone users. When people go to your site from within a mobile device, it's got to, you've got to have the mobile option available to them so they can click over. They can do whatever they want, but you got to make it available to them so they can, if they want to see what you look like online in that little tiny window in the palm of their hand, in this magic wand that they're holding in their hand, you've got to make that available to them. So by now you get the picture that anxiety attack of the small business owner I mentioned earlier is because that business wasn't ready for mobile prime time. So how dry is your forehead now, right now? Think about that. All the things I just described about your mobile, about how 100 million people are out there doing business with their handphone, with their smartphones in their hand. Are you ready for them? Are you ready for mobile prime time? In the age of the customer, where being relevant to customers is trumping being competitive. We've talked about that, right? Where you could be lower, you could have a lower price than your next door competitor, but if you're not ready to serve customers with mobile, with their smartphones, you're not relevant to them. It doesn't matter whether you're cheaper. They won't find you. They won't connect to you. They won't ever find out that you're cheaper because you're not presenting yourself in a way that lets them know that. So relevance is trumping competitiveness. And a big part of relevance is being fully accessible and high functioning regardless of how a prospect or a customer wants to connect with you, whether it's on a smartphone, whether it's on a tablet, whether it's on a PC, whatever it may be. And every day, that connection is increasingly being requested from the palm of the hand. More and more people, that 100 million smartphones in America, 6 months from now, it's going to be 110 million. A year from now, it'll be 120 million. These numbers are not going down, folks. They're going up. More and more and more. If you want to watch, we've talked about it before, if you want to watch technological convergence, watch smartphones. And there are people on planet Earth right now that are connecting to the internet for the first time in their life, and they've never owned a PC. They're doing it on a smartphone. This is the future, my friends. It's the future for your small business. So this will be on the test, folks. Not all small businesses need a mobile app, but all businesses need a mobile website. Learn the difference. We've talked about it on the show. Go back and listen to some of those shows. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Last thought. Are you ready for mobile prime time?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.